from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. There's no Timmins Transit service on Civic Holiday Monday, August 5th, but there is a free shuttle bus to and from the festivities at Schumacher Lions Park that day. Community Organized Events Committee member Dave Farrell says First Student Canada is donating the service with pickup locations all the way from Timmins Square to the Crevier Gas Bar in Porcupine. Farrell says that on Canada Day, a lot of people indicated they couldn't get to the park because transit wasn't running. Check the committee's Facebook page for the schedule. First pickup is at the square at noon. The return trip from the park begins at 6:15. Ninth out of 20 teams is good in the eyes of Timmins firefighters Cody Brazo, Brady Labine, and Devin Lozon. That's how they did in a FireFit competition last weekend in Montreal. FireFit tests their abilities in various job-related activities. It was the second time for Brazo and Lozon, and only Labine's first. Lozon says they'll be back to build on their placing.
We might be looking at doing either a Windsor or Oshawa, and then next year they're holding the Nationals in St. Catharines.
Hear more about FireFit and how the Timmins Trio trains for it in the audio link on mytimmonsnow.com. Scotiabank is acknowledging a technical issue that's causing some clients' inbound payments, including direct payroll deposits and check deposits, from being applied to their accounts. A post on X, formerly Twitter, says the bank is actively working to resolve the issue. Customers also took to social media in droves overnight, saying their pay deposits were not made. Outage monitoring website Down Detector reports about 5,000 outages related to the bank by 9 o'clock this morning, with 88% involving deposit issues. Under the augmentation clause of the Robinson Treaties, the Crown has a duty to consider from time to time whether it can increase annuities without incurring loss. That's the first ruling in a six-part judgment on appeal released by the Supreme Court of Canada today. Previous rulings by the Ontario Court of Appeals on the interpretation of the treaties and the Crown's defenses were the focus of the case. Canada's highest court says it has allowed Ontario's appeals in part and issued a declaration about the rights and obligations under the augmentation clause. That clause involves an increase in annuities over time under certain circumstances. The annual payments haven't increased beyond $4 a person since 1875.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.